your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, some that rain heavy in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, mid-60s. And Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA shows as of Monday, 69% of the nation's corn is good to excellent. Last week it was 71. That's a 2% decline. Last year we're 58% good to excellent this time. Nebraska 70%, Kansas at 53%, Colorado 43% good to excellent. 29% of the nation's corn is down the silking stage, and 3% is in the dough stage. Soybean condition, 68% good to excellent nationally, down 3 points from last week. Last year at this time, we're at 54% good to excellent. Nebraska 73, Kansas at 59. 48% of the nation's soybeans now blooming, and 11% have now sought pods, and that is more than last week at 2%. Cotton squaring in Kansas, 62. The average is 36. Setting bulls on those cotton plants in Kansas, 8. The average is 2. Cotton condition, 34% good to excellent and 53% fair. And the sorghum condition, nationally, 46% good to excellent. That's 2 points lower than a week ago. Last year at this time, we were at 74% good to excellent. In Nebraska, 53% good to excellent. In Kansas, the number at 49%. Headed sorghum, nationally, 27%. Kansas at 12, Nebraska at 10. And the winter wheat harvest continues to roll along. Now, as of Sunday, nationally 68% finished. Kansas, the number 95, 70% done in Colorado. And now the halfway point, 50% done in Nebraska. And the pasture and rangeland report shows 36% at good to excellent and 41% in the fair category. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University has confirmed that two of its athletes have been tested positive for COVID-19 as of yesterday afternoon. KAKE News reports that since the department began testing its student-athletes last month, a total of 29 student-athletes have tested positive, but so far only two are currently active. The university has tested more than 190 student-athletes. The Wildcat football team has begun its summer access program, which includes 8 hours of weightlifting, training, conditioning, and film review per week. All the men's basketball, women's basketball, soccer, and volleyball continue their voluntary workouts as well. The athletic department is keeping a close eye on the students and continues to test many of the student athletes for the virus. And Topeka police have reported that three people are dead after a shooting on Monday. KAKE News reports the shooting happened around 8 p.m. last night. Arriving officers found two victims with gunshot wounds. One victim had non-life-threatening injuries and the other two were pronounced dead at the scene. Police also announced another shooting that happened around 2 a.m. this morning in Topeka. Mid-America Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
A Wichita father has been formally charged with murder in the drowning death of his 2-year-old son in a neighborhood swimming pool. The Wichita Eagle reports that 44-year-old William Kabudu faces charges of first-degree murder and an alternate count of second-degree murder that alleges the death was unintentional but occurred under reckless circumstances. He's also charged with 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment. Police allege that Kabuda was intoxicated on July 7th when he took the 2-year-old and his 4-year-old brother to the pool and allowed the children to slip through the bars of a fence. And Kansas has reported another record coronavirus spike that pushed the state past 20,000 total cases for the pandemic. The increase in cases reported yesterday shadows plans for reopening K-12 schools just a month before fall classes are set to begin. The state Department of Health and Environment said that Kansas had another 1,447 coronavirus cases since last week. The increase was 7.8% and brought the total for the pandemic at 20,058. Kansas reported an average of 451 new coronavirus cases a day during the 7-day period ending on Monday. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A hunting guide and a Nebraska outfitting company pleaded guilty yesterday to a felony count involving the illegal transport, purchase, and sale of wildlife in interstate commerce. Federal prosecutors said yesterday that 30-year-old Jacob Huftel and Hidden Hills Outfitters LLC of Broken Bow, Nebraska, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Government contends Hidden Hills Outfitters, Huftel, and other conspirators provided guiding and outfitting services to hunting clients for the unlawful taking of at least 97 animals in violation of Nebraska law. Sentencing is set for October 5th. Fire officials say crews battled a blaze that consumed a rail car loaded with automobiles at Union Pacific's Bailey Yard in North Platte Sunday. No one was injured, but all the vehicles loaded on the rail car were destroyed. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is the final day to register to vote for the primary election, which is Tuesday, August 4th. Register by 5 p.m. at your county clerk's office. Advance voting begins Wednesday, July 15th and runs through August 3rd, in person at the county clerk's office or by mail. Mail-in applications may be requested through your county clerk's office or online at ksvotes.org. Polling locations will be open August 4th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The general election this year is Tuesday, November 3rd. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from several residents regarding the proposed Irish Creek wind farm. Dakota Beals is a wind technician with NextEra and feels the opportunities and resources wind turbines has brought has been great. Kenny Feldhausen feels the county would benefit from wind turbines and the change is good. Marianne Fincham is opposed to the wind farm and procedures in which it has been presented. Sonia Key also objected to the process in which it's come about, does not want to look out and see turbines. Brian Rosette has family-owned property in Marshall County and has signed a lease with NextEra for wind turbine placement. He feels the process with NextEra has been good and fair. He feels counties have natural resources, have better infrastructure, and have not seen the economic hit that other counties have. Carissa Stevie stated that Nema Hall County is not happy with the representation of James Neal as special counsel. She's been told some people are signing leases just to get NextEra to leave them alone. She feels people are not moving back to the area or are moving away due to potential wind farm development. Mara Olson, non-participating landowner of 3 acres in the rural Frankfurt area, is concerned about lower property values, increased traffic, noise, the flashing effect, lights at night, and destroying roads. She feels NextEra has spent a lot of time with commissioners, but not a lot of time with patrons. Jonathan Keating, cattle farmer and feeder, recently bought a home in the rural Frankfurt area, stating they would not have bought a home there if the new windmills were coming through. He wishes to someday build a house on family land and would prefer not to look at windmills. He feels a proper setback for non-participating landowners is 3,000 feet. Gayla Randall feels the wind farms are not economic growth, that there's very little maintenance once they're built, and it does not grow the economy. Jobs that are created are temporary, and it destroys the rural landscape. She asked the board that without zoning, she wants to know the right the board has to allow turbines to be placed next to a house. Carol Hull looked into a small personal turbine several years ago, but found it was not affordable and too much maintenance. She's read several studies regarding wind turbines and its effects on the surrounding area. Dan Howell feels the energy field is changing. Evergy has said that by 2040, they will be decommissioning all coal plants and wind is a value-added product. He feels we can either be a part of it or buy it from somewhere else. Austin Klein lives on the Clear Fork Bigelow Township border. He feels wind turbines ruin the aesthetics of the landscape. Owning a cow-calf operation, he has concern that cattle and chickens suffer pathologies resulting from reverberations in the ground from wind turbines. He also feels this will lower land values as people will not want to purchase homes near the wind turbines. The board was asked why they met with James Neal in executive session and not in the public. The county council explained these executive sessions are for attorney-client privileged information. Mara Olson has concerns if Marshall County would hire the same engineering firm as Nema Hall County, we would have some of the same issues. The county councilor said hopefully Marshall County could learn from Nema Hall County's mistakes and assure some of the same issues do not happen. Frankfurt City Council was to meet with a representative of NextEra at their meeting Monday, and the wind farm attorney addressed questions from the public at a community meeting preceding. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on the resolution to study existing zoning regulations related to wind energy. Intent of the resolution presented is to allow planning and zoning to move forward with decisions regarding wind energy regulations while there are no applications on the books. The process has been pushed back due to the coronavirus pandemic and public gathering restrictions. At a previous meeting, the board took action to suspend accepting any special use permits, including those for wind energy. Attorney opinions varied as to whether a public meeting with advance notice is required. A public hearing was discussed for the Planning and Zoning Commission for late July or early August if a suitable venue can be found that meets social distancing guidelines. A motion to disapprove the resolution to invoke a four-month moratorium on accepting farm applications and directing planning and zoning to review county zoning regulations carried 5-2 to disapprove. A motion to approve accepting all special use permits other than wind and solar at this time was approved unanimously and will be placed on the July 15th agenda to approve or disapprove accepting wind and solar special use permits. The Big Kansas Road Trip was postponed again until next May. The annual event, which will include Nema Hall, Brown, and Donovan counties in northeast Kansas, was initially planned in May, but delayed until September on COVID-19 concerns. The latest change was in response to continuing developments from the virus. The new dates for the Big Kansas Road Trip are May 6th through the 9th, 2021. Ray Gaubie Dittmers, age 94 of Washington, passed away May 4th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Dittmers. John R. Jack Chittick, age 83, of Falls City, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 4, at the Wherry Mortuary Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for John Jack Chittick. Virginia R. McCall, age 91, of Washington, passed away July 6th. Graveside service is planned August 1st at 1:30 at the Kingsley, Iowa City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Virginia McCall.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a frontal boundary moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is bringing chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central and upper parts of the Midwest today, tonight, lingering into tomorrow. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see a break as we head towards the end of the week, but we are expecting to see more chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into the end of the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures warm for today, cool down behind the front for tomorrow, and then it looks like we'll see warm temperatures again as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, some that rain heavy in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 63. And Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-July 89, recent record high hit the century mark in 1995. The average low 66 and a record low 51 in 1990. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
Old-time weather lore for July leaves a lot open to interpretation. We will examine a few proverbs today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 14th, the 196th day of the year. Folk music icon Woody Guthrie was born on this day, and it's Bastille Day, the anniversary of the uprising that ushered in the French revolutions. Old-time weather wisdom has a lot to say about July. Its reputation for quickly changing conditions is captured in the proverb, "Never trust a July sky." The coming winter may be foretold this month. If you believe this legend, if anthills are high in July, the coming winter will be hard. Another adage says, as July, so next January. And make of this what you will. What July and August do not boil, September cannot fry. Our translation, if summer's worst hasn't done you in, September should be a piece of cake. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Like new and on trade and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2016 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive. It's one owner. A 2012 GMC Acadia, 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 Z71 4x4 pickup, and a 2008 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive work truck. Available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that they have scheduled three exhibition games leading up to the season opener on Friday, July 24th. The Royals will host the Houston Astros in Kauffman Stadium Monday, July 20th, and again on Tuesday, the 21st. The club will then travel across the state to play the St. Louis Cardinals in a 3:05 matchup at Busch Stadium Wednesday, July 22nd. That'll mark the first exhibition meeting between Kansas City and St. Louis since 2001, when both clubs were members of the Grapefruit League, while the Royals last met the Astros in exhibition play in 2015 in Houston. All three games are expected to be shown on Fox Sports Kansas City. The Royals opening up their 2020 regular season on Friday the 24th in Cleveland with a 6:10 first pitch. And Russell Westbrook of the Houston Rockets announced on social media yesterday that he tested positive for coronavirus. Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
NFL's Washington team says it will retire its Redskins name and logo that the franchise has used since 1933, but long has been criticized as racist by Native American rights groups. Correspondent Andy Scholl says the team announced just 10 days ago a thorough review of the name.
You might remember back in 2013, Snyder once said, you can print it in all caps, I'm never changing the name. But after growing pressure from sponsors like FedEx and Nike, Snyder has decided it's finally time to make the move.
Team owner Dan Snyder bought the franchise in 1999. Ryan Young reporting from Chicago that the coronavirus has pushed one of the country's biggest road races to pull the plug on the event.
The Chicago Marathon has been canceled for the first time in more than 40 years. And when you think about the impact of this, more than 45,000 runners showed up for this race just last year. All 50 states were represented and more than 100 countries.
I'm Rick Averett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Dress up your next event with a few clever cacti and succulent containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fill cocktail glasses with a cactus potting mix, add succulents, and place one next to each guest's place setting. This makes a unique table decoration and party favors for guests to take home as a reminder of your fun gathering. Fill a shallow ceramic pot with a variety of cacti and succulents to use as a centerpiece on the dining or serving table. After the party, continue to provide proper care and your centerpiece is ready for your next event. Create terrariums in small open glass containers. Hang them from nearby trees or under your umbrella for added eye-level beauty. Just be sure to take them out of harm's way when the party's over. Surprise your guests. Replace one plate of appetizers with a serving tray or two filled with succulents. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's a place that has been attacked by the British, the Army, the Confederacy, and even bands of pirates. That's quite a story for a fort on American soil. We'll go there and sort out the unique history on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest European settlement in the U.S., and Amy Harper shares the story.
Ponce de Leon did land in Florida. He started mounting an expedition here soon after he loses the governorship of Puerto Rico, and he claims all the land in present-day Florida and even farther west toward the Mississippi River and up north through the Carolina areas to be Spanish territory.
Ponce de Leon probably did not ever come here to the site that would become St. Augustine. A subsequent Spanish explorer, Menendez, established the city about 50 years later, still well ahead of Jamestown, Virginia.
Jamestown is the oldest English settlement. It was founded in 1607. So the oldest Spanish settlement here in 1565 is actually 42 years older than the oldest English settlement.
The importance of St. Augustine was not so much what was here in Florida at the time, but what passed here.
We have the Gulf Stream that runs right north along the Florida coastline, and that was the shipping route that the Spanish treasure fleets were taking from the Mexican, Caribbean, South American areas. They were taking a lot of gold and silver back to Spain. So it was very important that the Spanish protected the Gulf Stream, prevented their enemies from settling this territory.
Because of St. Augustine's strategic location, the Spanish began to build forts to protect their claim and their ships.
Over the years, there were 9 different wooden forts erected, all succumbed to a variety of forces, rain and hurricanes, and even the Spanish themselves.
The Spanish actually burnt one of their own forts in protest after they didn't get paid from the crown. And eventually, after a pirate attack in 1668 that killed 60 people living in the city, the Queen of Spain, Queen Mariana, finally gave St. Augustine the funds to build a stone fort here.
After that attack in 1668, a new, stronger fort began to be built. And it's that structure, the Castillo de San Marcos, that has stood for over 3 centuries now. We'll have more about the intriguing place next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Exhibiting cut flowers at the fair is a great way to highlight your hard work in the garden. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for tips to get that blue ribbon entry as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you take pride in growing beautiful flowers, exhibit them at the county or state fair. You don't have to be an expert in floral design. Just select your best possible specimens at the time of harvest for exhibit. Skylar Brazel is an FFA floriculture showmanship judge at the Iowa State Fair. He says foliage is okay, but there shouldn't be a lot of leaves on your display for several reasons.
The foliage will actually transpire, making it wilt faster. Some foliage is fine, so like roses, you might want to keep a few to help it stay out of the water. And you don't want your foliage touching the water either, so you want to keep the stem only in the water. And a lot of people use wood sticks or some floral foam to keep them out of the water.
Flowers are given points for how close they are to perfection. If you're showing an arrangement of 3 or more flowers, make sure each flower is the same size and quality. If it's only a single flower, it should be uniform with itself. That means it has all its petals, isn't torn or bending. Brazel says sometimes it's the little things that will dock points.
Flowers that are wilting for sure, especially on like gladiolus, they all might be really great, but the older ones at the very bottom might be starting to wilt. They might not look the best. For like roses, too much foliage can be really bad. And then you also have if the pollen's on the leaf that can make discoloration.
Right after cutting and before you bring them to the fair, refrigerate your flowers in water in a cool, dark place at about 40 degrees Fahrenheit and add a floral preservative. Some flower shows might require a specific type of container. If nothing is specified in the rules, use a simple container that doesn't distract from the flowers. Clear, narrow-necked bottles and jars work well. Learn more about best practices for showing flowers at the fair at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
love to garden, but there are times I wish it wasn't so much work. I'll spend an entire afternoon pulling weeds, and then within just a few days, they're all back again. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, gardening has some parallels to managing finances. A healthy garden doesn't just happen. It takes intentional care. You plan ahead, plant in good soil, and harvest before the fruit goes to seed. The same is true of good financial stewardship. And like with weeds, your finances are more likely to thrive and bloom when they're not choked out by things like unnecessary spending and overwhelming debt. So take a minute and think about your financial garden. Does it look the way you want it to? Does it honor God? Does it reflect your calling? If your current financial picture doesn't look the way you want it to, maybe it's time to reevaluate. Find some time to talk to a financial professional and weed your garden. When you do, you'll find you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Minnesota offers a buffet of services to help farmers under stress. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Collectively, farmers are not known to actively seek help for their problems. Also, identifying signs of stress is not easy. So, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has reached out to rural healthcare professionals to help them help others. Margaret Hart is Communications Director for the state's Ag Department.
We needed to make sure that they knew what these stressors were, have a better understanding of farmers and the types of challenges that they face, so that they would be more skilled and equipped to be able to address those issues when they would encounter farmers at church, at schools, when they're dropping their kids off, or whatever the case may be, that they would recognize some of these signs of depression.
Hart says the Minnesota program has been operating for a couple of years now.
We've gotten good feedback about the program from people who said, well, you know, we never really thought about that, that the types of challenges that farmers have and what might cause them to become stressed out or depressed are not the same as what someone who's running a different type of business might, or you or I might.
Many other states offer similar services. You can search the web for options where you live. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sid Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Midwest Ford Dealers, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, for last week, the Kansas winter wheat harvested was at 95% for the state of Kansas, which was well ahead of the 75% mark of last year and ahead of the 90% for the five-year average. The south central region of the state was certainly one of the bright spots this year. Sumner, Sedgwick, and Harper counties produced good test weights. Proteins were average to slightly below average at about 10.5% to 11%. The central counties were a little lower quality than south central. They had hot, dry weather late in the filling season, which hurt the test weight a bit. There was also much needed rain that came through, but it hurt the crop at the same time. Test weights were averaging at about 59.5 pounds per bushel, making it slightly below average. Protein levels were in the range of 9 to 13.5%. Lane reported that north and south central regions are at about 99% done with harvest. The Rice County area at the west end of the trade territory had a couple of rain events, and they are still waiting to finish cutting some mud holes. Now we check over near Osborne County.
Del Prince, manager of Midway Co-op in Osborne County,
This area took a hit this year, with bushels down to 63% of last year due to freeze damage in the spring. He said the wheat in the southern part of the territory was the best during harvest, but as time went on and harvest moved north, the wheat began to drop in condition. Overall yields averaged 35 to 40 bushels per acre. In the southern counties, they were bringing in 70 bushel wheat. The northern counties harvested 15 to 30 bushels per acre. Protein levels were ranging anywhere from the upper 11s to upper 12s, with about 98% of harvest finished. This year's final numbers were below average compared to the outstanding numbers of last year.
Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. After a wet year in 2019, the 2020 growing season got off to a much better start in May and June. Now we're into July, and there are some dry spots in farm country. Ryan Martin says the dry spots are scattered across rural America.
You know, it's been hot and dry out in Iowa for a good chunk of this week. Other parts of the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana, Ohio, has been dry for a while. There have been some pop-up thunderstorms, but anytime you get these heat-based thunderstorms, your coverage is only going to be about 30-40%. So in those instances, if you got it, great, but you look at it changing the pattern very much.
Well, but there are some wet spots in farm country, but overall, I think most of rural America is not complaining too much about water.
I wouldn't call them wet. I got reports that a few areas in Indiana, and when I say a few, I'm talking highly isolated areas, got like 6 inches of rain. Sure, if you're in that narrow area that got that, you're probably saying it's a little too wet.
He says the growing season did get off to a good start this year.
May and June, decent. Yeah, that's why the crop got off to a good start, was in the ground on or slightly ahead of schedule in many areas. And that's why we saw a good start to the growing season. Corn got the heat units needed, and it's tasseling, getting ready for pollination. Now, as July turns off hot and dry, that's not the best timing in the world, but that May, June start to the growing season was pretty good. July is just changing the old plans a bit.
Well, wrapping up July and into August, Ryan says there are more hot days on the way.
We had concern that July was going to be above normal on temperatures and below normal on precipitation. The precipitation was more in flux. We thought maybe we could pick up enough moisture to not be problematic. But the heat we knew was going to be high. So even though July and August are your two warmest months out of the summer, of course, July was on track to be above normal anyway. So you're going to ask me what August looked like? I don't know at this point. It depends on how entrenched the pattern is.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to talk about the impact of having to cancel events because of COVID-19. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and really who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. I've spent a good part of my time on the air so far this spring and summer talking about postponements and cancellations of events. And it's having quite an impact on a lot of communities throughout the country. Because when you cancel a county fair, you also cancel the opportunity for vendors who produce and sell food, who put up the games where you can win these magnificent stuffed toys. And it also is the cancellation of income for a lot of people who go from fair to fair to enjoy and to participate and to serve. A report shows that county fair cancellations affect a lot of families besides the 4-H and the FFA families and the livestock exhibitors. They affect those vendors who go from county fair to county fair. As one vendor said, hey, the summertime for me is our Christmas time because it's the time that we make the income we need to carry us through the year when there are no county fairs, which is a normal year because of the season. But nothing is normal this year. And I'm beginning to wonder, when we do get back to normal, what will that normal look like or be like? Because as I flew from Chicago to Arizona last week, everybody on the airplane wearing a face mask. And interestingly enough, the food served for the breakfast on our flight from those two cities was all prepackaged in what I call packages that the people who did it don't want you to use it because I had trouble opening every package. But the food was totally different from the food that we would normally get on an airplane no matter where we were flying. And so the people who produce that food have lost that market as well. On the other hand, probably some new companies have been formed to package the food products for serving on airplanes because it was not on a plate, but it was in a plastic bag to cut the spread of COVID-19. But you can imagine the carnival workers, the people who own the carnivals that move from county fair to county fair and then on to state fairs. And then you add to that the cancellation of the Farm Progress Show, Husker Harvest Days, and other major agricultural events during the summer season. It adds up to dollars in pockets for those people involved in those industries. And I just hope that it's the last summer we'll have to go through the sort of postponements and cancellations we have this year. But friends, be careful. That's National Farm Report. Brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Beautiful new exterior siding on your house is one of the best ways to increase its value. Hometown Lumber and Hardware is glad to offer LP Smart Siding. It comes in pre-finished colors or primed and ready to paint. LP Smart Siding features longer-lasting curb appeal, installs easily, and provides superior protection against hail, wind, moisture, and termites. Get the warmth of traditional wood with the durability of engineered wood. It's available in cedar grain texture or smooth finish at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Mary.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Structuring your farm as a limited liability company has many advantages. It benefits taxes, liability, and even succession planning on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farmers are discovering the benefits of organizing their farms as a limited liability company, or LLC. It's suitable for any size and type of farm enterprise and offers many benefits that a sole proprietorship doesn't have. John Schwartz is a third-generation farmer and the owner of Schwartz Law Firm in Hudson, Indiana. He says one advantage is the tax benefits. As an example, if you set up an LLC that is a farming operation and an LLC that holds ground, you won't have to pay self-employment tax on the rental income.
If the farmer pays rent over to his landholding LLC, it's an expense to his farm operation. So his farm operation is not showing the level of profit that would generate a higher tax. Now, you'll say, but John, he paid money over to a company that he owns. Isn't that company going to pay tax on any profit? The answer is yes, but it's taxed at a lower income tax bracket. It's not subject to self-employment tax.
An LLC is very helpful when going through succession planning and execution. For example, a farmer and his wife can start gifting shares of the farm company to their children.
The farmer can basically retain income and control, but does not have to retain all the ownership. You know, routinely, I've seen where people have gifted 80, 90% of the farm company. They're still in the driver's seat. They've just gifted shares over to the children while they're alive, so it may not be susceptible to estate taxes and so on.
The limited liability company also shields personal assets in the event of a lawsuit. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm LLCs and how to set one up at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, it's more of the same. We're seeing slight gains for the grains and the oil seeds and mostly lower numbers for the livestock, as August live cattle now down $1.05, sitting at 98.60. October live down 125, sitting at 102.95, and lower for the feeder cattle as well. August feeder cattle down 40 cents at 136.65. September sitting at 137.30. That's down 77 and lower all throughout the hogs, as July lean hogs actually unchanged at 46.67, but August and the back months in the red. August down 95 cents to $50.32. Throughout the grains, mostly higher. July corn up 0.75 cents at 334 3/4. September sitting at 329 1/2. That's up 0.75 cents as well, and slight gains beyond that. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all slightly higher. July Kansas City wheat's up 4 3/4 to 445 1/4. However, September does drop a penny back down to 447 a bushel. Soybeans are seeing the biggest gain today. July beans actually unchanged at 882 and a quarter, but August is up 7 cents at 881 a bushel. Soybean meal up 220 to 285.30, and August soy oil up 43 points as well to 28.51. Cotton complex still sharply lower today, with October cotton currently down 94 points at 62.81. A look through the energy markets. It's been a volatile day. Slim trading as August crude oil only up a nickel at $40.14 a barrel. September's up 7 at $40.39. Unleaded gas back into the red, down 2 cents at $1.25 a gallon. Heating oil fractionally higher at $1.22, as is natural gas at $1.74. August gold still down $2 an ounce at $18.12.10, with July silver giving up yesterday's gains, currently down 25 cents at $19.46 an ounce. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy, with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.